Hello?
Hey, Mike Kliss here.
Yeah, hey, Mike, Patrick. I have Coach Fox for the call. Here he is, guys.
Hello?
Hey!
Everybody there?
We're all here, guys.
Here.
Okay.
Coach, I guess, can you update us whatever you can on the injuries from last night?
Yeah, I won't do that till Wednesday.
Okay.
Have you been able to watch the? Have you guys sat down to watch the tape from last night already?
Say again, Liz.
Have you guys watched the tape now as a staff?
I did. We didn't. I've got the staff working on Cincinnati because it was we're on a short week. This is what we have getting ready. So today's our game plan day for the Bengals.
All right. So when you did watch the tape, you know, you personally this morning, what did you see out of your offensive line from a run blocking and from a pass protection standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, I saw, you know, a need for improvement. You know, like all first games, I've been a part of many of them. You know, it's your first step out of the blocks, and I don't think I've been with one that's it's gone perfectly. So obviously we have some things to work on, and we'll do that as we move forward.
Do those guys, can they be the type of run blocking unit that, you know, you've had in the past and that you kind of need to have a strong running game?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, just like anything, nothing worth a darn comes easy. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and we've got one game under our belt, and we'll start preparing tomorrow for Cincinnati.
You think, you know, Elvis's injury with the left shoulder, and so you lined him up on the opposite side, you know, to kind of, I guess, protect the shoulder, and you just brought him in. How much did that kind of discombobulate? Now you got to have Von Miller, who's been working on that left side, and now he's got a pass rush from the right side. I know you try to adjust, but that kind of a tough way to get started with, you know, what looked like in the preseason for sure was a strength of your defense.
Well, I think, you know, again, as you mentioned, Mike, it's all about adjusting. And, you know, guys get hurt. You know, you adjust during the season. Guys get dinged during games. You got to adjust. So, you know, both teams have to do that. And, you know, you make do the best you can, and then you get on to the next week.
Coach, knowing that Elvis had that injury in practice, you decided to deactivate Derek Harvey. Can you just talk about that decision? Because it obviously, you know, Hunter was in there quite a bit.
Well, I mean, you know, Elvis was fine. You know, we took some precautions after the fact. He was obviously, you know, active for the game. Everything was fine. He just aggravated during the game.
How's DJ Williams coming along, Coach? It looked like
well,
looked like you
injury matters. You know, we'll update you guys on Wednesday.
You
John, what did you think of Kyler's performance?
Well, I thought you know, some good, some bad, like everybody else on the team. You know, I think you know, we came up a little short. There was plenty of reasons why, and you know, it wasn't just the quarterback by any stretch. You know, I think Kyle's our starting quarterback. I don't think too many guys are firing their whole teams after one game if they happen to be half the teams in the league that lost week one.
How about Dawkins? It looked like he was flying around, you know, for a guy about to turn 38 last night. Was he?
Well, there was definitely some bright spots. It wasn't all negative. You know, I think there's no question. I think we've improved. Obviously, there's things we need to work on. And, you know, when you lose the turnover battle and the sack battle as well as the explosive play battle, I think, you know, you end up on the short end. So, you know, it was a three-point game that we had our opportunities as far as the first game of the season, and we didn't seize it.
With the struggles you guys had running the ball, did that change your effectiveness, I guess, in the red zone and the way that you guys were able to? Because I guess that was kind of a big issue and was an issue around here over the last couple of years as well.
Well, Well, I think, you know, again, we're learning about our team, what we can do well, what we can't do well. You know, I think, you know, and that varies game to game based on what your opponent does. So I can't speak too much for the past, but, you know, this it's an area we definitely need to improve in, and, you know, that's what we'll embark on tomorrow.
Did Oakland show you guys some sprint defensive fronts, especially, you know, in that front seven and, that you know, that defensive line that maybe you guys weren't expecting?
Say that again, Liz. You were kind of breaking up at first.
Sorry. Did Oakland show you guys some different defensive fronts, you know, especially amongst on their defensive line that you guys maybe weren't expecting?
No, I think probably about the only thing they did is they went five down. They went five big guys versus a couple of our personnel groups. You know, something we hadn't seen. But, you know, I think both sides, you know, had things that the other side hadn't seen, and that's very typical of opening weekend.
Do you think your starters, John, hadn't played in, it was 16 days between the Seattle game. Do you think that might have had something to do with just the execution wasn't as crisp and sharp as it was in the preseason?
I didn't notice that we were that far off in that. I don't know that that had anything to do with anything.
Coach, being new to this group, you know, this franchise is coming off one of their worst seasons. Obviously, it's one game. Do you know what kind of bounce back ability, you know, these players have? I mean, putting this thing behind them quickly. You have a shorter week now coming up.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, our team played very hard. Unfortunately, came up a little short. I think we've got good guys in that locker room. I think we've got a good blend of veteran leadership. The young guys we have, I think, showed up and played pretty well. I've been here for five games, four preseason and one regular season, and I've not been disappointed in that aspect as of yet.
Coach, what did you think of the crowd chanting for Tebow?
Well, I couldn't actually hear that, but I thought our crowd was great. I thought it was electric. I thought it was as good as I've ever been associated with. So, you know, all my feelings about the fans and the crowd and, you know, the home field was tremendous.
Guys, anything else for Coach?
What happened on that block time? Oh, were you off? Who?
Hello.
Hello, are we still there?
Yep, still here.
What did you see on that block punt? What happened on that play?
Well, they just brought double creepers in, and you know, we miscommunicated the call, and the result was technically it's not a block punt; it was a deflected punt, but it lost field position.
Coach, Eric Decker said he didn't really find out till a couple days before the game that he was going to be the punt returner. Was that something that you guys have been going back and forth on? I know we had talked a little bit about Eddie possibly doing that role. Did that just go deep into the offseason, I guess, to make that decision?
I think, you know, we've got some candidates at that position, and I think as the season, you know, moves along, we've got options there, but I thought Eric Decker did a great job, and you know, we'll kind of decide later in the week what we're going to do this week.
So that could be a week-to-week decision at this point?
I think they're all week-to-week decisions. Maybe even day-to-day. You guys good?
Sure.
We're good.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
See you tomorrow.
All right, you guys. Bye now.
Thanks.